All right, bang, bang. Today is Friday, February 15th, Chicago Dog Walk. Eddie here. Today, my guest of the day is Jonathan. Jonathan, how are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you.
So, Jonathan, like I told you, if you've been following along, I said earlier in the week on my show that I'm going to be in Mexico and I was going to get a guest on from someone from the resort. My guest is Jonathan. Jonathan, I don't know the correct term of what you do. I don't want to offend you, but you take the luggage to the rooms. What is it called? The concierge, the bellhop? What is it?
We're called Concierge Express. Okay. Because we also do a little bit of concierge, but we're bellman. I mean, we're bellman, but we're also concierge. We're
bellman. Also, so yes. Bellman, is that better than what bellhop? Is that offensive?
Bellhop? No, it's no. Pretty same term.
Same term. So exactly. That's okay. So someone's like, oh, Jonathan, bellhop, like the bellhop, can you come help us out?
Then exactly. That's fine. That's how everyone nice. Knows us.
So how long have you been doing this for?
8 years now.
8 years.
8 years.
At this resort?
No, different resorts.
Different resorts?
Exactly.
Nice. So what is, you've been, so this resort in particular is in Riviera Maya. Have you always been in this section or were you in Cancun for a
first
while?
First time I'm in Riviera Maya.
Okay.
First time in Riviera Maya. I've always been in Cancun.
Okay. What's the difference?
There's more nightclubs and whatnot, more activities. With the beach is bigger in Cancun.
Okay.
Riviera Maya is more of a... woods and whatnot.
So you like it more here in Riviera Maya?
I actually miss the hotel zone.
You miss the hotel zone?
Exactly.
Really? Why? So yes. It was probably pretty crazy over there, huh?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. You like faster. That, the crazy guests?
Exactly.
What is, we got to jump out of the gate with that if we're already there. What's the craziest thing? I had a buddy, my roommate, had to get a wheelchair to his room last night. How many, does that happen all the time?
It happens at least 3-4 times a day.
Three, yes. 4 times a day, yes. You're bringing out the wheelchair.
Yeah, exactly. Normally, it's the first night they get here. They overdo it, and we got to do that for them.
First night, all the
they
time,
they learn
huh?
The first night. Second night, they're a little smoother.
Yeah, that's a theme. I feel you. So, is there any incident that sticks out in your mind that's like, wow, this guy had way too much. He did something crazy.
I mean, we do get a lot of couples fighting all the time. Physically.
Oh, and, shit.
Yes. And there is some resorts where they do crazier things, throw the mattress out the window. And
oh, shit. Fire extinguisher out the window?
Exactly.
No, oh,
mattress.
Man. Mattress? That you can't have that.
No.
They think they're going to go floating, go jousting in the pool? Yes. You can't have that shit. That is, I mean, what if people are fighting? They come here, you're trying to come here and hang out, you know?
Exactly. No, they get here and they meet someone else at the pool and then they start fighting over that.
Oh, shit. What's the purpose of that? But do you guys only make tips? What's the deal with that?
Yes. We do get paid, is the minimum wage here.
What's the minimum wage?
Now it actually just went up, so it's 100 pesos a day.
Okay.
Which is $5 a day, basically.
$5 a day. $5 American a day.
Exactly.
Okay, so that is not enough to live, right?
Exactly. Not
even close.
For anything.
So you guys basically live off tips.
Off tips, exactly.
So let me ask you, what is the protocol? We come in, I got my bags, me and my roommate, we come up here. How much is like an average tip? What's a good tip? What is like, if you come up, you help someone with their bags, what's like the bare minimum?
You know, it depends a lot from where the people are from.
Okay.
From where the guests are from. But from the States, a normal tip is $5 depending on how many bags, you know, normally it's like five per bag.
Okay.
So like a big family will give a 20 would be, the perfect tip.
The perfect tip. So $20. Okay. For a family. So we're talking $5 per bag. It should be the standard.
That's what it is.
Really?
In the hotel zone.
I don't know. People don't know that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Some companies tell their guests that it's all inclusive. So don't worry about the tips. So sometimes they actually think that it's offensive for us to get tipped.
Yeah. We can't. I mean, anybody with a brain knows that they're coming over here. They got to bring a lot of singles and take care of the people that are working, right?
Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. So off of $5. So what about like a big job? What's like the biggest job someone's asked you for?
Biggest job someone asked me. I mean, normally things to bring them out, bring them things from outside the resort, maybe.
Okay, so someone's like, oh, go get me this. So you'll go off the resort and go get it?
I mean, maybe not during my working period, but after I get off. Bring it after work.
So are we talking, how many times a day do people ask you for drugs?
I mean, maybe once a day.
Maybe once a day?
Once
someone's
a
like,
day.
Hey, we're going to get the ganja, we're going to
exactly.
Get that kush?
Exactly.
Oh, wow. What is it? I'm sure the people, there's a couple guys here, they got a guy, or how does that work?
I they normally go to the beach.
The beach. So
I think everyone kind of knows to go to the beach.
So everybody knows about that. What's the worst experience you've had with a customer? Someone who was just an asshole.
I had a guest that tried to touch me.
Oh,
in,
what?
In my private areas, yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. He, when he walked in his room?
Yeah, he called. I came in. He said he needed help with the computer. He was watching some gay porn, and then he tried to touch
no
me.
No shit. Holy mm-hmm. cow.
I think that's
one that's
of the
pretty
worst.
Bad. Exactly. I would say that's bad. Yes. I agree with you.
And then, yeah, he said if I didn't, you know, let him, he was going to say that I was trying to harass
oh,
him.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's what a scumbag. So what did you do? Did you report him?
I reported him immediately, yeah.
Did he get the boot? He got kicked out?
He was leaving the next day, so.
So it was taken care of.
Exactly.
What a scumbag. If you're listening, fuck you. Right, tell him. Yes. What a dickhead. What about, you got the luggage carts down there, right?
Yes.
So do you and the bellmen, do you guys ever have like races on those things or like after hours?
No.
Nothing like that?
Maybe a little skateboard on them.
Yeah, like skateboard. That's what I'm saying. Exactly, a little skateboard. When the downtime, you guys just go, baby, go down the stairs with it or something.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. That's good. I like that. You gotta pass the time, right?
Exactly.
How about a room? You got like a key card? You could take a little nap here and there.
No, that no.
No, no naps.
That we never do.
Because you guys are hard workers. No.
Exactly.
No, no time
we're
for
always
naps.
Up in that. Yes.
Exactly. What about? How does it work? What's the best position to have here? Do you want to be at the front desk? Do you want to be a bartender? Do you want to be a bellman?
I want to be a bellman. I don't like office hours, you know, same 9 to 6 every day, same people, same everything. I like being a bellboy. You get different schedule every week, every day of the week. You're working a different schedule.
Shift.
Exactly, different shift.
What's the highest paid? The check-in desk, the reservation?
The highest, I mean, the general manager, obviously, yes. And then the front desk, they get paid more.
But they don't make the tips.
Exactly. I think bellmen make the most.
More than by a bartender more, no?
I think the bartenders, waiters, and bellmen are basically the ones that make the most.
Okay. Is there like a certain resort here in Mexico that's like the crown jewel where everybody wants to work at?
Yes, maybe Mayacoba was one of the best ones. Ritz-Carlton as well.
Because that's like the high-end clients,
exactly,
you know, they
yes,
come in there.
Exactly.
Have you ever tried to work there?
I've tried twice at the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah.
And no luck. They promote the people that are working within the resort
oh,
already.
Oh, okay. So you got to know someone to get in there, maybe.
Exactly.
We got to
yes.
get you in there.
Yes.
Hey, if you're out there, Ritz-Carlton, let's hook my man Jonathan
yes.
up.
Yes.
Let's get him in. Good bellman. He's sitting down with me today. He's taking some time off from helping people to help me out, so... That's I appreciate that. So, what's your general opinion of Americans? Do you guys like us, or what's the word?
I'm my favorite guest. I mean, we're talking about vacation wise, our favorites. We love them. They're the best tippers. They're you know, they're here to have fun. They're here to enjoy themselves, not cause trouble.
Yeah.
So we do.
And what's like the toughest one? The Canadians? They get a little rambunctious?
Canadians are very friendly as well. I think the toughest one would be Brazilians.
Brazilians,
they don't ever tip.
Oh, really?
And they want like, you know, the best of the best of the best without giving anything
yeah.
in return.
They got, yeah, they want champagne taste, but they got beer money, huh?
Exactly.
That's what that, Brazilians, what are we doing out there? We got to figure yeah. that out, right? Yes. That doesn't sound right to me. What about safety? Do you think Mexico is pretty safe?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. I actually grew up in Chicago. And,
did you really?
Yes, and I had it tougher over there then.
Really? I was going to say, you grew up in Chicago, really?
Yes.
I was going to say, you speak incredible English. So how long did you live in Chicago?
I was there for 13 years.
Really? Where'd you live?
In Uptown.
Uptown,
Uptown,
wow.
Chicago, yes.
What like streets, intersection?
4619 North Ashland.
Oh, man. 4619 North Ashland and what?
And Wilson.
Ashland Wilson. Wow. What, how come you don't tell us that? You're a Chicago guy.
Yes.
So were
yes.
you born there?
No, I was born in Mexico.
So you're born in Mexico. Where at in Mexico were you born?
Mexico City.
Mexico City.
Exactly.
Then you moved there.
Exactly. When I was 5 years old.
Oh, when you were 5 years old, you lived there from what? So
five
what is
to
that?
18.
5 to 18, and then
exactly.
you came back here?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you come back?
It was getting a little wild down in Chicago.
In Chicago, yeah.
Exactly. So.
Did you, were you getting in trouble?
I was going the wrong way, yes.
Oh, really?
So before, you know, ending up in a bad
were
place,
like,
I came back.
Were you, like,
came
there,
here.
Was there like gang activity or stuff like that?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. I mean, they don't really give you a choice. You
yeah.
know, it's either you're in or you're not. Or, yeah. or
no, that's tough. I actually read a great book. Yeah, the Latin Kings.
Exactly. Yeah. Once a king, always a king.
My Bloody Life. You
yes.
read that. Yeah, great book, right?
Yes.
Were you a Latin king?
Yes.
You were?
I mean, just with them, yes.
Really? So you were never actually in?
Exactly.
This is incredible. I could do another 20 minutes just about that. Were they mad that you left?
Not really.
So no. You're okay?
I'm good terms with them, yes.
Nobody's found you?
No, nobody's looking for me or anything.
Do you got like a tattoo of them or
no,
anything?
No, nothing like that? I never went into the gang and just hang around with them.
Where'd you go to high school?
Sen High School.
Sen?
Yes.
Wow.
That was a big mistake. That was a...
Yeah, Sen.
I follow my cousins. I was able to go to Lane Tech and whatnot, but...
You went to Lane Tech?
I was able to.
That is incredible. That's what I write down Addison there, too. Okay. That's where I grew up.
Yes.
Northwest side. So, wow, that's crazy, man. So, you came back here because you were getting... It was too crazy.
It was getting
wild. So, you really think it's more wild in Chicago than here?
Just gang-wise, yes. I mean, here, the things that we have down here is basically just the...
The cartel?
The cartels, but they don't mess around with the people. You know,
no.
It's just between them.
So, you're saying you're in a worse situation with the gangs in Chicago than you are with the cartel here?
Definitely, yes. Really? I've never seen any cartels around me or anything.
But everybody thinks like it's all corrupt here. Like that's the big issue. You know what I mean?
I mean, the cops are the corrupt, yes. But like I said, it's just between cartels and cops, not really the civilians or anything.
Wow. So where do you live now? Do you live in Riviera Maya now?
In Cancun. Yes.
Wow. What has anybody ever come to a resort that you know maybe like a bad guy came down here to vacation and you were working and they're like you saw him?
I never seen him.
That would be pretty crazy.
They're nice. They're very good tippers.
So so you guys, so that's good. So you would have a good relationship with if you saw them again?
They just come here to vacation get away from everything. They don't really come here
to start
for trouble. No, it's bad for their business.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially here in Cancun.
That's true. So if you're from Mexico, do they send people on missions down here or how does that work? Like to bring drugs up or anything?
That I do not know.
You don't know
about
that?
I don't know how they work.
How you don't know how they get it or anything? Because you were never in, like you said.
Exactly. Definitely not here.
You were just going on that path to possibly being there, but it got too crazy, so you came back here.
Exactly.
And how old are you now?
I am 30.
You're 30.
Exactly.
Wow, so you look young. I would have said you were like mid-20s, you know? So that's crazy.
30 now, yes.
And so you've been back here for 12 years?
Exactly.
Wow. I'm blown away. 13 years, Chicago guy. That's
yes.
Incredible. Who would have thought that? This is your first podcast?
It is.
What do you think so far?
It's interesting.
Interesting? It's, maybe it's we got to nice. Start you up one. The Bellman podcast.
Exactly,
You guys walk around, to see what you guys do.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, what about anything else? We'll probably wrap up here in a minute. Is there anything the people should know? Anything like a service announcement? Like, hey, if you come down here, here's a good tip or a recommendation or anything like that?
Be good to your bellman. Mm-hmm. Be good to the bellman. They will give you the tips of what to do in Cancun, what's interesting, what is going down within the hotel. And don't be scared to go out and explore. It's a beautiful place. There's lots to do, and it's pretty safe.
It's pretty safe.
I mean, just don't do anything wrong. You won't get in trouble.
There he is. Jonathan, the bellman. At Riviera Maya, formerly of Chicago.
Yes.
Thank you very much for doing this, man.
My pleasure.
It was great.
My pleasure.
All right, everybody. Have a nice weekend. We will see you on Monday.